Random House Audiobooks presents Perfect Digestion by Deepak Chopra, M.D. Read for you by the author.
Perfect Digestion, the Key to Balanced Living. As a physician, one supremely important truth has been brought home to me. The human body is a crowning achievement of nature, a gift bestowed upon us to appreciate and care for throughout our lives. But enjoyment of this gift requires an informed awareness of our body's needs. Throughout much of history, human beings had to eat whatever they could find, hunt, or grow. This had many drawbacks, but it did cause the evolution of our remarkably flexible human digestive system, which was not only capable of processing a wide variety of foods, but was actually best suited to doing so. After tens of thousands of years, the parameters of human nutrition changed quite suddenly. In this country today, many of us are able to eat whatever we want, but we are eating too much of the wrong things, and we are often doing it in such a rush that more stress than nutrition is delivered to our bodies and ourselves. In terms of learning about the foods we eat and understanding how our bodies process it, we have yet to recognize our own true needs. Although the larger purpose of this audiobook is to bring you a more enlightened interpretation and a more comprehensive understanding of your physiology as a whole, our explicit focus here is on the gastrointestinal tract. According to Ayurveda, the traditional Indian science of health, most diseases originate as an imbalance in the digestive system. As far back as the time of the ancient Greeks, when the philosopher Epicurus declared that sound digestion is the basis of all human goodness, people have recognized the importance of the gastrointestinal tract. Epicurus believed that poor digestion was so morally destructive that everything possible should be done to avoid it. He himself converted to a diet of water and grain in order to minimize the risk of a stomachache. When functioning as it should, your GI tract converts food into energy and nutrition to build, repair, and sustain your body. Over 70 years, an average American's digestive system will process about 23,000 pounds, nearly 12 tons of solid food. When you're in a state of good health, food passes through the 27 feet of digestive canals, linking throat to rectum without any conscious effort on your part and without any significant discomfort. Yet, during the course of any given day, almost everyone has gastrointestinal symptoms of some kind, and studies indicate that at least 20 million Americans suffer from a well-defined constellation of symptoms known as irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. IBS has had other names throughout the years: spastic colon, nervous stomach, mucus colitis, irritable colon, and many more. Although it is commonly referred to as chronic colitis, this is actually incorrect, since the word colitis implies inflammation of the bowel, which does not exist in true IBS. The fact that irritable bowel syndrome has so many names suggests that it is not really a disease at all, but a collection of signs and symptoms which have become commonplace in modern medicine. We will consider in detail such manifestations of IBS as constipation, diarrhea, and gas. Although not generally life-threatening, these can cause a great deal of discomfort, inconvenience, worry, and even great emotional turmoil. Severe conditions such as ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and diverticulitis are beyond our focus here. From a holistic point of view, understanding any aspect of the human body, whether it's digestion and elimination, or the way we process sounds and sights, must begin with a view of the body as a single integrated system in which all the parts are designed to function in a unified manner. For this reason, I believe it's appropriate to begin by offering you an understanding of your body as a whole. One could even say a new vision of it. This new perspective is derived from Ayurveda, the oldest healthcare system known to humankind. Remarkably, this ancient approach is also compatible with our contemporary understanding of how nature works. In fact, Ayurveda simply uses a different terminology to express some of the most advanced ideas of molecular biology and quantum physics. The first principle of this new, old perspective is that the human body is not a solid, frozen sculpture which exists in isolation from the rest of nature. Rather, Ayurveda recognizes the body as part of the natural continuum. From this point of view, the human body is a dynamic field of energy. It is constantly participating in an exchange with the larger field of energy that surrounds it, which comprises the rest of the universe. Most remarkably of all, as a result of this continual exchange, your body is being renewed and replaced every moment of your life. If you could see your body as it really is, at the most basic level, you would realize that 98% of the atoms in your anatomy were not there a year ago. For example, scientific research has shown that your bones, which seem so solid and which support your entire frame, are recreated brand new every 3 months. This means that while the configuration of the bone cells remains constant, the billions of atoms that comprise the bones are constantly undergoing change and replacement. As a result, you acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. Throughout the rest of your body, the same processes are at work. Your skin is new every month. Even within the brain, where cells do not regenerate if they die, the specific atoms of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen are totally different today than they were 1 year ago. In the digestive tract, you have a new stomach lining every 4 days. Basically, your body completely recreates itself down to the last atom over a period of 4 or 5 years. It is as if you live in a building whose bricks are constantly being taken out and replaced. From one day to the next, it looks like the same building, but in fact, it's fundamentally different. All the renewing and recreating I've mentioned is very carefully controlled. It must be in order to rebuild the body in recognizable form rather than as a haphazard collection of parts. Where does this careful control originate? In a word, it originates with intelligence. This brings us to the first and perhaps the most important of all Ayurvedic principles, that our physiology itself is inherently intelligent, and that all the many physiological functions guiding the replacement of cells and molecules, and even atoms, are dependent on the inherent intelligence which inhabits the human body. In recent years, quantum physics has provided us with these same basic insights into the nature of human functioning. The body is made up of atoms. But what are the atoms themselves? It may be easiest to think of them as particles whirling at lightning speeds through vast empty spaces. But atoms are not really particles in the sense that a pebble...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?